The Segway human transporter will be available to consumers starting next month. It's already being used in the Disney-planned community of Celebration, Florida, as well as at Disney theme parks. The post office has tested Segways for mail deliveries and is still evaluating the results. Several police departments have experimented with the Segway. The Atlanta police are testing the Segway at Hartsfield Airport. The Los Angeles Metro Transit Authority just purchased some Segways for evaluation. The biggest controversy surrounding the Segway surrounds its use on sidewalks, where critics say it could be dangerous for pedestrians. 33 states have passed laws allowing the Segway on sidewalks. San Francisco is the first and currently the only city to ban the Segway from its sidewalks. I spoke with Bruce Lee Livingston, who helped lead the opposition. He's the executive director of the Senior Action Network and is a longtime health and environmental activist. He says that seniors are particularly vulnerable to being hurt by a Segway on the sidewalk.
There's no question that seniors are especially vulnerable. When they are knocked down, they can suffer bone injury that can be permanent. It's the classic case of the hip injury. And they might not necessarily be able to move out of the way as fast as other people. But it's not just seniors. It's everybody who uses the sidewalk. We cannot allow every new instrument that's invented to be put on the sidewalks to replace pedestrians. We have to put new commuter vehicles or any other vehicle in the road. The only vehicles we allow on the sidewalk are motorized wheelchairs, which people with disabilities use. So we can't just allow them to be congested with other instruments.
Is it possible that seniors would actually benefit if they were able to use Segways on the sidewalk? Because a lot of seniors have trouble walking more than a block or so, and they don't necessarily drive. So, you could make the argument that the Segway would enable them to go shopping, to visit friends who live nearby but slightly too far away to walk.
Well, I don't even think I've heard the company try to make that argument because, you have to stand up on the Segway scooter. You have to find a way to carry things on the scooter. But even if you had a few seniors that were mobile and strong enough to use a Segway scooter, you would have to worry about the other ones who are on the sidewalk who can't use them. So we just can't put these new vehicles out there to the detriment of everybody else who uses the sidewalk.
Did you try a Segway yourself?
Well, actually, I did. It's become a little bit of a famous incident. When we were asking the state not to pass the law allowing the Segway scooters, the corporation asked that they meet with us, and they brought the scooter up into our boardroom. And I got on it, and I'm fairly athletic, and I wanted to see what you could do with it if you had malintent. And I ran into five chairs, and they flew across the room. And it's because, it's got the self-stopping system that if you want to stop, and you're aware, you can stop it. But if you want to accelerate, it has tremendous acceleration and tremendous power. So that's what happened. And we were shocked at how much power it has. So if somebody's not paying attention, or if someone has malintent, or perhaps even if somebody is drunk. So we'd like to see our agencies take a look at this and not just abdicate the responsibility and leave it up to little cities to try to figure out whether it's safe or not.
San Francisco was the first city in the nation to ban Segways from the sidewalk. You were part of the campaign to convince the city supervisors to ban the Segway. Was it a hard sell on your part?
Well, like everything, it's a hard sell. There was a lot of lobbying by the corporation, and as I said, they have lobbied extensively throughout the country. But we have a very strong and mobile active senior voice here, and half of our pedestrian deaths are senior citizens. And we just had to say that this is a pedestrian safety issue, as it should be.
What were your impressions of the Segway lobby when this bill was being discussed?
Well, in California, the Segway Corporation hired a group that we refer to as CAPAO, which is the largest lobbying firm in Sacramento. And they hired them. They brought their scooter into the Capitol and got people on this thing. It's a wonderful technology. It is actually fun, which is why we're glad to see that it's being used on Disney cruises, and I think it's going to be used in some other Disney locations. But we think it should be tested out in small environments, in amusement parks, and it should be tested for street use, possibly in bicycle lanes. What they did was they very rapidly put it through with this pro-environment kind of rhetoric. And here in California, we found out about that very late. If it's going to be pro-environment, it has to be, again, on the streets. There wasn't much we could do. It was already in the second house in the Appropriations Committee. You can't testify on anything except perhaps insurance issues. So it was very far along in the process. And it's just unfortunate that what happens is it gets left up to the cities. We made sure that there was legislation, that wording that very clearly said that we could ban it at the local levels. But that's a tremendous effort. So now it's going on in many cities and areas in the Bay Area, such as Santa Cruz, San Mateo, Berkeley, Emeryville, Oakland. They're all considering ordinances now to ban it from the sidewalks.
Do you think the Segway is safe on the streets? You're banning it from the sidewalks in San Francisco, but do you think it's safe on the streets? And I ask this because, you know, in a lot of cities, the lanes aren't very wide. There isn't necessarily a bicycle lane. So you've got cars going at one speed in the same area that you've got bicycles going at a slower speed, and now Segways going at an even slower speed.
Well, it may not be safe on the streets, and that's something the corporation will have to deal with and our public agency should look at. But we shouldn't, therefore, put it on the sidewalk and threaten walkers. We should look at this new technology as an opportunity. Let's thoroughly test it. In the environmental movement, we call it the precautionary principle, which is that before we put something out on the market, we should do some testing, have some precautions, and make sure that it's safe. So this is an opportunity to get something that's good for the environment out there. Is it as safe as a bicycle or a motorcycle, which is on the streets? I'm not sure. Maybe we need helmet laws or knee pads. I certainly think we should have insurance requirements and age limits. And we should limit its off-road use. But we wanted to make sure, and we went out very quickly saying that it does not belong on the sidewalks. That's why we had to do that. We knew we could pass that kind of ordinance. That's what we recommend other cities throughout the nation to do, is to look at, are your sidewalks wide enough?
When you did test out the Segway, I know you weren't a practiced user of it, but just, you know, as a novice stepping on for the first time, did you feel like you could control it?
Yes, I could. However, one of our senior activists, Jean Lynch, got on it, and she was terrified. And the Segway folks said, well, we would like to provide training for anybody who uses the scooter. That's not required by law, and there will be knockoffs if this is legal. So it won't be necessarily offered by any other corporation. So it is intimidating. You do have to learn to balance.
Well, Bruce Lee Livingston, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry.
Bruce Lee Livingston is the executive director of the Senior Action Network in San Francisco.